Missouri.
He's such a heavy religious fanatic. Oh, he believes he's anointed for that position.
Hey, who?
Hey, they don't have. We don't have a television. Here it is out.
Really?
Unless he gets the news.
They're total freaks. They're unaware. They're so dense, and they use such a small portion of their brain anyway. And they're so conditioned to be so moronic. Because this is the product of our moronic conditioning.
Yeah, but letting a guy like that be attorney general is so fucking
Yeah,
scary.
I'd like to know how he did that, too. He ran for Senate or Congress or...
He was elevated by the right-wing Christians.
But the people voted against him and voted for a dead guy rather than vote for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's the name?
The dead guy's wife took over the position.
Yeah, did the dead guy get killed?
And then the dead guy's wife took over that position, so then he started working for Bush, right?
Before election.
And what did he die of?
A plane crash.
Yeah, right before the election. Right before the election. A mysterious plane crash. Yeah. No, well, I've got a whole bunch of stuff on the plane crash, too, surrounding that.
Wow.
They killed his ass.
Well, I don't know, but...
Wow.
It was...
Oh.
They killed his ass to get Ashcroft in. Because if he wasn't there, there was no one else running against Ashcroft.
This happens all the time. Really.
Okay.
So because the whole Senate, balance was going to be thrown off by getting Ashcroft in. Or the whole...
You ever read this book before?
Not in years.
Song of Solomon.
No.
It's only 1.5 pages long.
Let me see.
One.
Song of Solomon, okay.
Two, three, and...
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I want you to read it to you and read it. And then I will...
You will comment.
No, I will read it to you. Or you will read it to me. After you read it yourself right now.
You don't want me to read it out loud?
No, because first something, this, you have to absorb this Bible because it isn't here.
Okay, well, we can't all read it, so how about if I just read it aloud for everybody one time? That way we've all read it, and then you can read it to us. Want to do that?
Okay.
I can read pretty fast.
Okay.
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in these we remember. Thy love more than wine, thy upright love thee. I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me, because I am black, because the sun hath looked down upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They make me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest when thee makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at the table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof, a bundle of myrrh. is my well-beloved unto me. He shall live all night betwixt my breasts. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved. Yea, pleasant. And our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters of fir. I am the rose of Sharon, and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple trees among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under the under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons. Comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till ye please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe of a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake, and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take as the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break, and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethel. Bether.
Okay.
Chapter 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
By night on my head, on my bed, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not.
After he I'm going to take you into this home, or this book. This is the only book that doesn't mention the word God in the Bible. All throughout the Bible, it was mentioned, God, but not here.
Okay.
And it's the holiest book of the Bible. The 2,000 years ago, they said it's only the holiest book or the most, women that
the womb, the vagina.
Yeah.
It
is a prostitute or a mushroom.
Okay. I'm gonna start over.
I don't leave you any gouts.
Okay. Right on. Okay, chapter 3. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broadways. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchers that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Behold his bed, which is Solomon's threescore valiant men are about it, of the valiants of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh, because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of the espousals and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Chapter 4. Behold,
only a chapter.
Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks.
Okay, I will tell you. Dove's eyes are white and
red.
Red. With the eye. Red. When you see it, this dove's eye.
Dove's eye represents the Amelie Mascara.
Where is the dove's eye?
Yeah, in the Amelie Mascara, in the dove.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah, this is a dove. Okay.
It's a dove eye.
No, it's a dove and an eye. And then, in the wrong way. Oh boy. No, this is the eye. This is the white man. White man.
Okay, behold.
It's a representation, the white of the wing and then the red eye. So that's why the dove is the bird of peace, because it's white with a red eye, because it represents, instead of red with a white eye, which would be impossible, it's white with a red eye.
That's the yara.
Okay.
You understand this? No people 2,000 years ago, they were so fucking coded into the existence with you will take
me too. Okay. Should I start chapter 4 again?
I will come back to Dove Eyes when I can't. Okay.
It's all fascinating, but I just gotta think that if someone was playing devil's advocate and they just said some of this clearly represents mushrooms. Some of it clearly does. This one, the cover of this is just unbelievable. Like, damn, dude, that's just mushrooms.
Yeah,
that's just mushrooms. Right? There's nothing that...
Like Ross and the Colors.
Yeah,
he's got a whole...
It's so...
That video down there? There's a whole video presentation of tons of evidence of not just what's in the book, but a lot more.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
But some of it is a little bit of a stretch.
What?
This
no.
seems to be
no.
this. This representation
no.
right here.
Yeah, it's only a stretch.
Like robust the colors. No. When you get used to seeing certain colors, they get used to want to see them.
It's only a stretch.
It just continues because of the color, not necessarily the representation.
No, it's only a stretch in your mind because you don't understand the secret encoded knowledge
but
of what we're talking about.
But you will,
the
occult, you will notice when I read this book,
then you'll see.
This will see.
They're juicy.
I know I'm good, and I don't have a voice yet.
Want one, honey?
Oh, boy. I'm a biologist.
But it says organic. Chocolate truffles.
Wow, that is chocolate.
Sugar
today.
Wow.
No.
Actually, that's
ooh, they are
moist.
Moist,
but they're
good.
Oh, boy. No, I'm just giving that to you. You can use it after you're done.
I got it. Go. I am so fucking diabetic. I will go to the bathroom every
that's
20
like
minutes.
Chocolatey thing. That was crazy chocolatey.
It was so good.
Okay, so here I go.
That's good.
Ready? Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. My hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are given, they're even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof every one bear twins, and now it barren among them. Oh, and none is barren among them. Thy lips are like the thread of scarlet. And thy speech is comely. Thy templars are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Thy neck is like the Tower of David, builded for an armory, whereof there hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies, until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Will we stop?
No, but I was saying, okay.
Go.
I will. I wanted to interrupt, but I will do it in time.
Okay. Thou art fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. With me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinir and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse? How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices? Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphor with spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon.
Not calamus, calamus.
With all trees of frankincense,
this
myrrh.
Is the real spelling of that word, cannabis.
And aloes with all the chief spices. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into this garden, into his garden, and eat his pleasant fruits. Chapter 5. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh.
Okay. Well, have you any idea about the word you have just read? They are all about Amanita muscaria and mushroom. Nothing else.
I remember some of what you told me years ago.
Because of all the sayings from coming from the smell of Lebanon and all that.
I know. Well, I know Lebanon. I know calamus was more cannabis.
More than anything else you can do, we know that most of, about 80% of the word means we will given to you and you will come. And then you can open up the Bible and you can see what they are about. Not me, it will be you. I can't, for 30 years I read this and I have no idea what I read until 1984. Holy shit.
John, 1984, you realized it?
When he read John Allegro, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross.
I was raised a 1 year old earlier, 6 months earlier, and I didn't get it.
So there's a lot of people that know about the benefits of marijuana, but mainstream people.
No.
No one
there's about
knows.
3 or 4% of the people in the whole world, maybe 2%.
About mushrooms, you mean?
And about marijuana, it's only 3 or 4%. Only the people.
The people who are. There's a big counterculture movement with marijuana. There's enough people talking about it, enough magazines published about it, where they let you know the positive benefits of marijuana. There's enough people who talk about it.
But not enough.
Not enough. I mean, but there's enough so that it's a pretty
25 years ago
idea.
How many people read anymore? Most people are absorbed in the TV and they're able to do any reading.
I think most people are in like their 20s. Their 20s. If you're around a fairly
when are you seeing my movie? When? Two years ago? 1 year ago?
Probably 2 years. I haven't. Peter Coyote.
Yeah.
It's probably great documentary. It's great.
It was. I can't speak because I have a stroke.
That documentary says everything. You know, my friend Eddie had this girlfriend who was like really concerned with her right wing. You know, bad guys, very good guys, and that shit. You know, pot gives you brain damage. He goes, I just want you to watch this one video. Just watch this one video. And 3/4 of the way into the video, she goes, "Fuck it, you don't need pot." They bust out a bong. She starts fucking smoking out with him. And by the end of the movie, she was stoned and she was freaking out. She was like, "Oh my god, it's true! I can't fucking believe this."
Everything I've been told is wrong.
His documentary changed her instantly. From right wing, pot gives you brain damage. American government wears white hats. The Iraqis wear black hats. In one movie, and she was like, "Oh my god." She's like, if they fucking lie about this, they can lie about everything. That's what everybody, as soon as you find the one lie, the one that's just like, you pop your head through the set, you go, oh my god.
I like your
And you see it on this, once you step on the other side.
He is a funny guy. He is, I like him.
When you step outside, as soon as you step outside,
but you still see, then you see people going, and look at that show that they should be, but I think, couple of
them,
they go interview these people, ask them the most simple questions.
Who's
the first
president
of the United States? They don't even know.
No, there's some scary, stupid people out there. Scary, stupid.
That's
right. Yeah. And there's much more of them. They're button-pushing monkeys. Yeah. This world is set up where all you have to do is learn how to push a bunch of buttons in order. That's all you have to do. That's all
who
you do your whole life.
Away from
you have ideas. Fuck that. Fuck your ideas, dude. That's what you do all day at work. All day at work, you work on getting me more fucking money. Yeah. That's what you do. And these people, they think they have like a career. and they bounce around, and they fucking show up at work, and they spend all their time trying to get... All you need is a couple hits off of a good bomb, and you will break all that down.
That's right.
You'll just sit there and you go, what the fuck am I doing?
So you're saying it's not
what
like
the fuck am I doing? Yeah. Oh, good. Right? I'm sure there's a million reasons why they don't want to pocket the legal, but...
Coffee's a good
capitalist, sure. Sure, it's more productive. That's why all the Nazis were taking speed. I mean, that's why the Nazis were goose stepping down the road.
Oh, well, that's it's common information that our military
would
go on speed.
Our military too.
Flies fighter jets.
We were just talking about that pilot that crashed or whatever.
Yeah. No, they give those dudes speed, no doubt. Why not? Give them speed, they stay up one, they're more awake.
Yeah, so it's.
Play this natural. Go home in a box. Fuck this shit. Give me speed.
Right. So
it's people up.
So it's illegal for you to take a drug unless you're going to go kill somebody.
Well,
then
why
it's
do you
okay.
think steroids are illegal?
Unless you're going to fly a jet and go bomb somebody.
Well,
then
the big
it's
reason
illegal.
Steroids are illegal, they're illegal in America. They're not illegal in a lot of other countries. They're not illegal in Latin American countries. You go out of Mexico and go. The reason why they're illegal in America, the last thing the government wants is a bunch of muscled up people who have guns
with no education.
They don't want that. At the heart of it, they know that we're all just a bunch of people. When someone just storms a building and decides to jack you, the last thing they want is a bunch of fucking pumped up dudes all on steroids that are like that much closer to apes. Yeah. Fuck that. Make that shit illegal. They can only get as big as they can get. Cut it out. Health, because if it's for health, if it's health purposes, there's a lot of shit that's a lot worse for you than steroids.
Oh, hell yeah.
Athletes are on it all the time. You know, they say that 90% of all professional athletes are on steroids. They're not dropping off like flies. It's probably much safer for you than they would let you know. They don't ever want you to know that.
Well, yeah, Ibogaine. They banned Ibogaine. Yeah.
Okay. I have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go?
Yes. Because I can listen to you all day and all night. I like it.
Right. Okay, but we got to get through this. Right?
And vice versa.
Okay.
It's just amazing to me. I just freak out when I think about what is legal and what is not legal. It's just so completely fascinating that we accept the fact that pot is illegal and that alcohol is illegal. That's the most unbelievably insane thing. And one of the greatest things is Drugs Aren't, dude said on his TV show one. He said, well, true. Marijuana is probably less dangerous than alcohol, but we already have one dangerous thing legal. Why legalize another one?
That's the same thing that they did 30 years ago.
What kind of crazy shit is that? Yeah, we know we have some shit that's legal that's worse. We're going to grant you that. But why let in another bad thing? That you can't even prove is bad.
Right.
Wow.
What's the only medicine you can't overdose on?
They will never, ever let it do it. I do a drug in my act. You'll never see jet packs, and you'll never have pot. You'll certainly never have two of them at the same time. Even I would vote against that, because then everything would shut down. You know, just, people have to work sometime. There's no way they don't want to work. Floating around, flying in the air high.
I like to work when I'm high. As long as I work.
Yeah, but see, what you're doing, exactly. What you're doing is something you enjoy. You're not working
on that. Oh, yes, I want my bus driver to be.
Yeah. Right?
I'm sorry you missed this.
No,
studies show that if you're a better driver if you're on pot than if you're not.
Except he keeps missing the streets.
I
missed the last exit.
Like, we'll take it through. It's definitely. It's
an altered state of mind.
Let's let James continue.
I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost not charge us. My beloved is white and ruddy.
Ruddy.
The chiefest among white the thousand. Red. The chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black
you
as
know
a
what most fine gold is in the Bible? There's gold, which is red gold. This is gold.
Right.
And there is, what is that?
Most fine gold.
Most fine gold is the gold of this.
Yellow gold.
Yellow
and
gold.
And when it just says gold, it's mixed with copper and it's reddish color.
Yeah.
Unless they specify fine gold, and then you know it's yellow.
For all the Bibles, you will read gold all the way through the Bible, not fine gold. Fine in the Bible, it's fine gold only for this.
For the most fine gold.
This is golden color.
This is the gold of the Anunnaki. This is the gold that the Anunnaki were coming here supposedly to have us collect for them. Okay, you've heard about Sitchin talking about, oh, they've made us all miners and we were digging gold because of their atmosphere and all this mumbo-jumbo. Uh-huh. But the reality is that any alchemist can transform lead into gold or any other base metal into gold if you take it down the path of transmutation. And
wow.
And metal...
I didn't see
that a scientist can take a piece of lead and turn it into gold?
Any serious, high-powered alchemist, high technology, can take that a substance, a metallic substance, and turn it into another metallic substance. Eventually, you can turn it into gold, like taking lead.
Would that be feasible?
Iron.
I mean, are you talking about it would take years? Or what?
Well, no, it wouldn't take years. But what I'm saying is that a metal is not a big deal. Okay, a gold...
But, okay, I know... The finest mycology or the
Menosinus alchemist
sub
sees that salt to drugs normally.
Yeah.
Right. See, but the point that I'm making is that Sitchin says that the Anunnaki came here to get gold. That they needed the humans as their servants to go mine them gold and bring it back to them. But what we found is actual evidence that they weren't mining gold. They were gathering the true gold, the Amanita muscaria, because this is the rare substance. This is the substance that has to grow on a planet that is only certain X amount of miles from the sun, that is certain in a certain temperature range, and that's why it's rare in the universe.
Well, with all the stuff, with the mining gold, and that they came, you know, the Anunnaki came down, how much of that is actually written in a form you can clearly decipher?
Well, there's...
is that what's going on? Is it one of those things where, like this, like half the things you're saying, they're so ambiguous, it's such a dance.
You will... Yes.
No, I'm not saying he's saying, I'm saying just the words.
No,
I'm
no.
Saying it's
but you will...
Ambiguous.
He hasn't explained to you.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
That's because we're telling you high-level secret initiation knowledge that you've never heard before. So it may, that's right, it may seem ambiguous to you that these symbols we're talking about represent the mushroom.
What I wanted to know was when Zachariah Sitchin said all this.
Okay, well, Zachariah Sitchin...
Does it say that clearly on the crazy shit about mining the gold?
Yeah, he's been on Art Bell so many times talking about that stuff. I've got some of his stuff in the archives.
Well, I've
as
got
well.
A couple of his documentaries, but he never like gives you something and says like, see this right here, this says that, this says this, this
right.
says this right here.
And
says,
do you know why that is?
Why?
It's because even though he's considered to be an expert scholar in the cuneiform text, none of his books are a direct translation out of the cuneiform tablets. He has taken and absorbed the translation that he's made and put it into his own words, basically. So nothing is a direct translation out of the cuneiform, which is one of the problems with trying to understand what the cuneiform tablets say. Because there are books out there that are direct translation from the tablets, and they don't say the type of things that Sitchin is talking about. that it's close. If you understand the iconography and the symbols associated with it and what the different things are, like the Shem is the ship and, you know, different things, that, the way Sitchin interprets it, then you can see it. But if you don't understand that, then you're not going to see it.
So it is clearly an interpretation and not a direct translation. Right. All of it is an interpretation.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that disagree with Sitchin.
That's right. Because it's not necessarily that the Anunnaki are these space gods that came here in a tin can. See, that's
well,
not
what
the story
is about.
What
is the balance, though? People that believe him, people that disagree with him, what is it about?
Well, I don't know. The balance is, I think Sitchin has some very interesting information, and people are able to break free of the bonds of established regular dogma to consider the concept of alien beings coming from another place. And that's like a stepping stone.
90% of people are very
right.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
But it's a good stepping stone for people to be able to break free of the paradigm, though, to start to consider multidimensional beings.
So you think that what he's talking about is probably incorrect or probably makes a conclusion
right.
that it shouldn't.
And my main problem is that I believe that the gold, which has always been the mushroom, the Amanita muscaria, the gold of the philosophers, the alchemical gold, has always been the gold of the mushroom. And so, in the cuneiform tablets, when they talk about the Anunnaki, who came here because they wanted the gold, and they needed man as their servants to go out and get the gold for them and bring it to them, that's what they were after, was the Amanita muscaria. They were harvesting that in the forests.
I don't know about the Anunnaki, but all the rest of the people did.
All the rest of them were doing.
I don't know whether they come out.
He just has a sense of
that sound is going into the.
What's that? I was moving my foot and it's going squeak, squeak, squeak. He's telling me don't do that because it's going on.
I think we have to read this first without something, because you know what it says, right? You know what it says.
Okay, I'm going to continue. My beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself, and was gone. My soul failed when he spake, and I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. What is my beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
thou dost so charge us. My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest amongst 10,000. His head is as the most fine of the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and filthy set. Fitly set. His cheeks are as the bed of spices, as sweet flowers, his lips like lilies, dropping sweet smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl. His belly is as bright ivory, overlaid with sapphires. His legs are the pillars of marble, set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
Chapter
6. 400 left in Lebanon. 440.
Okay. Chapter 6. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside?
Or Lebanon, Cedars of Lebanon Hospital, then Cedars of Lebanon.
Wow. O thou fairest among women, whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirza, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the first choice of first. That she is the choice one of her that bare me. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth in the morning, as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as the army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruit of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished, and the pomegranates budded.
For a finger, not double.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's a finger drawer.
Okay. I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished, and the pomegranates budded. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamites, as it were the company of two armies? Chapter 7. How beautiful are the feet with shoes. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter. The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Thy navel is like a round goblet, which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like a heap of wheat, yet about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Hedish by the gate of Bathrabim. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The king is the head of the galleries. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. This thy stature is like to a palm tree, and thy breasts to clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up to the palm tree. I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breasts shall be as clusters of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grape appear, and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my loves.
Know what color a tender grape is?
Red.
No.
Green.
What?
Oh, wait, purple. Tender.
Always. Only tender grape is white. Pure white.
Okay.
Before they have any other color, they are white.
Hmm.
And then pomegranate, which is
red.
Red.
The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruit, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. Chapter 8. Oh, that thou wert as my brother, that sucked the breasts of my mother. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised. I would lead thee, and bring thee into my mother's house. Who would instruct me? I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine, of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love, until he please. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that beareth thee. I see me as a seal upon thine heart. Oh, wait. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be commended. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Not condemned. Not contempted. Contemned. We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, if she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He let out the vineyard into keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and thou and those that keep the fruit thereof, 200. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices.
Now,
well,
you're asleep, are you?
99% of it. All of a sudden, I start to wake myself up.
When you hear this, I was reading that book in 1983, in the summer of 83. And he said in that book that all the song of the Solomon was the key to the Bible. And he says, two or three lines of this he has explained, and that is all. I went back and I for 6 months in my bed, was a king-size bed with me and 7 or 8 books around me and the
Sacred Mushroom and the Cross.
Yeah. And I ripped it up with strong, exhaustive concordance. This is every fucking Bible in the world in every fucking language. 2,000 years ago what they say, and each say not the the Druids or the
English. It says it translates the words into the Latin and the Greek,
and
tells every place it occurs in the Bible and the definition.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I can. Yeah, 5 times faster than I can let it out, a month more intelligent. I remember I read it over and over and over and over for 6 months. And each time I, one thing or another, I will extract. Ah, that is where that is. And that is it. None of them. Well, it took me 6 months to get about 60 or 70% of the words through. You know how more he did last seven, eight verses. Well, when you hear it, you know it, it's a lot different, except by me because of my stroke. Sorry. But, Jeannie? When I get him out, you've gone right in and you can do it. The words have meaning. Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, wishes Solomon. Okay. Well, I believe there is no Solomon, and there is no David. This is my belief. I know about you, but I...
And he shares that belief with many people, scholars that have studied it, the mythological... Sol is one name for the sun. Om is another name for the sun. Om is another name for the sun. So it's three names for the sun. It's just like Israel is Isis, Ra, and El. Isis and Ra, you know, are the sun and the moon of Egypt. El is Saturn. So Israel is Isis, Ra. It's the three main gods of the Jews. Sun, the moon, and Saturn.
I don't know. Okay, Dee, come here. You will read it.
You want me to read it?
You will read it one verse at a time. And I will. The first chapter, or the first chapter, about half of it, I didn't.
Okay, let's move to verse 5.
No. When I see it the second time I do it, then you can finish this, because the first time you won't break and tempt you until you have
some of the other stuff. The stuff that comes later explains the stuff in the first part. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine.
After one or two verses, or three verses, I will maybe Well, I'll tell you, I would like for you to see this truth.
but I haven't.
I think you should stay too, unless it's dire.
Well, how much longer is this going to go?
About 1 hour or more.
Can you come back?
Yeah, sure, huh?
We'll put it on tape.
The whole thing is
okay. I will.
Not something I ever considered before. I didn't know I was going to do a
Yeah,
wait till you hit the She Who Remembers archives if you want to feel a monster.
She Who Remembers?
Yeah, that's Jeannie that I told you about, my friend that had the 12 years of archives. She went by She Who Remembers. That was her
company,
yeah, company name.
Okay. You will have this, you know, this. Your cheeks are homely with rows of jewels. Their necks with chains of gold. This is gold. Not this.
We'll let him go, hey?
Okay.
You can come back.
Okay. I would.
It's a color code, like when they say dove's eyes are red. When they say mandrake, I looked up all the words that might mean something. Mandrake, be truffle, or mushrooms. These are dictionary. I looked them up on the dictionary on the internet and got all the questionable words, and they all do relate that they're like color codes. And until you see the actual dictionary thing, you'll get it then, but until then I can see how weird it is, because that's the way it was for me too until I looked it up.
I have your number down here so I can get in touch with you and I'll give you all the pertinent information you need to get back in touch with us.
Yeah, Kevin, I keep telling everybody that Jack's got some bunch of secret knowledge in his head that he needs to get in his book. I've been telling everybody that for years, so that this is the first time we're getting it recorded.
Yeah.
You know.
Cool.
I should have been recording this back when we were doing rally runs and doing speeches every day all over the place.
Yeah.
We'd stop and, like, you'd grab a handful of people and we'd go over and enlighten them and go on to the next group, you know.
Right on.
Awesome.
Can't do that. This is a Roman Catholic, and a Danish.
Yeah.
Here is it for all the
Strong's Concordance.
Yes, they know. That's 19.
I've got some really cool Bibles. I have one from the Eastern Star, which is the girls' version of the Masons. It has an upside-down pentagram on the cover of it. It's a holy Bible.
Really?
It has an upside-down gold pentagram.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a King James version. It's the holy for the Masons.
Huh.
What is it?
I've just got a Gideon title, actually.
It's a King James version of the Bible that was from the Eastern Star.
Uh-huh.
It's an Eastern Star version.
Yeah, what is different about it?
Well, it's white, and the cover of it has an inverted pentagram, an upside-down pointed star.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty cool for a Bible to have that.
You got the book. Okay, this is a Song of Solomon. This is I just got one more, but I can't find it. The Jewish version of the Bible. But it's, I don't
These are in alphabetical order. I've got a gold day, I've got a gold day.
I don't care. And you sit down. And
no.
Come here. Go.
I'm going to bed. I'm
no.
Okay, these three are Jim's. This one is that other one that was like a lobster. Mm.
Okay. And, you know, I'm not the best reader in the world right now. And you guys will be unless I stop you, you will about two or three paragraphs, and I will stop if I haven't anything to say. But if you get four or five paragraphs, and I stop at the end of that paragraph, then I will come. And you have
good night. Good night, Jeannie.
Okay. Jeannie, yeah? I hate you for going to bed. Okay? Okay. You can read and you can read.
You want me to start?
Anytime.
Right at chapter one?
Yeah.
The Song of Songs, which is...
You are reading three different books.
Right.
This is James? Who is that?
Gideon's.
This is... World... King James.
Okay. And this is
what is it? And Cousin Kevin.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm going to expect you to work in the morning if you die.
So people wake you up, Dad.
Okay.
That's for sure. Okay, you want me to start again? The Song of Songs.
No, okay. I'll take it. In the first six or seven verses, I don't like to. Okay, they become clearer to you the second time I read it. The first time, it's not so good.
It's bad.
Start?
Yeah.
Okay. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, or Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the Savior...
Okay. You know, breath are what they call the boobs on the
right.
Okay.
Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy
okay,
name.
Okay. Now, in this day, 3,000 years ago, ointments have to be a chemist or a alchemist, right? This is not anybody ointment. This is the temple's ointments. That's 20,000. They have 20,000 incense right in there. In the temple. There are only one temple for all of Israel, which was in Jerusalem. And
they had 20,000 incense burners in there?
Yeah.
In one temple?
Yeah, all the time.
God.
They have 50,000 to 60,000 people.
Was that the cannabis incense burner?
Yes.
Okay. That's talked about in Green Gold, okay.
I tell him that. He doesn't believe me.
Right.
Okay. Because the savior of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee?
Okay. This is coming. The Ammonium Iscariot, not the. Not the Ammonium Iscariot mushroom, or not the humankind virgins.
Okay, that's the mushroom virgin that you discussed earlier.
The mushroom virgin.
Of the four types of virgins.
Okay. Therefore, do the virgins love thee? So the mushrooms love the savor of the good ointments. My name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee.
Well, where is what?
I was just reading the same verse again.
Yeah, well, you read it twice.
I read the same verse twice.
Where is it?
Number
verse
three.
Number three.
Okay.
And then we're on.
Okay,
four
no,
now.
I'm doing the Catholic version. Draw me, we will run after thee to the odors of thy ointments. King is brought in the. Walked me into his storeroom, and remembering thine, we will rejoice, and we will be glad and rejoice in thee, remembering that the breast of more than wine, the righteous do. The righteous do love thee.
My
That's
God. Can that be more any more different? No, I'm saying that I read it right along with you, but it's certainly a lot different than
what Bible is that?
That's the Catholic version, he says.
Wow. Draw me, we will run after thee to the odor of thine. Wow.
The canticle of.
That's
Solomon's Canticle of Canticles.
Right. Okay, yeah. Let's read the same version.
The same
Here's the King James.
It's Canticle of Canticles. It's the Song of Solomon.
Oh, okay.
Let's read that. Let's draw me. We will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine and upright love thee.
Okay, that's verse 4. I was reading verse 3.
Okay, he just read verse 4.
No, he read verse 3.
Four.
Draw me. Oh, it's different numbers.
Oh, it is different numbers.
He read 3, but that's verse 4. Okay, no wonder it was so different. I was reading verse 3.
So basically they condensed those two into one.
Yeah, they made the first two. And this one, the Song of Solomon, which is Solomon's, is the first verse. Then 2 starts, let him kiss me. With the kisses of the mouth, for thy love is better than wine. That's totally different.
Yeah.
Quite a trip.
Okay. I am back, but I am black, but beautiful. Oh, you daughters of Jerusalem. Okay. I am dark, but beautiful. Oh, you daughters of Jerusalem, this is not about virgin girls. This is about virgin mushrooms. They are tents of cedars.
Okay, tents
of cedars. Curtains
of
Sal Oman, which is Sen O.
No. This.
Yeah, I was just reading like
in this, in, on number five in the King James, it says, "I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon."
And this is the real meaning. The tents of cedar.
The tents of the cedar, as the curtains of Solomon. So this is how the Bible should be then. The Catholic version of it.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Because King Henry rewrote it. So then that would be a more correct interpretation.
Well, at least I recognize the word cedar, where the word Kedar doesn't mean anything to me.
That's right, boy.
Kedar, yeah, it could, yeah. Kedar, cedar.
Kedar sounds like a proper name of a place.
Yeah. I'll tell you, at 6 months, I have changed all throughout this 2.5 pages.
I spent 6 months dissecting every word in this 2.5 pages.
And now, you know, and then, it's, you know, this is the Song of Solomon. The Daughters of Jerusalem is the mushrooms when they are up on their before they break tree of the yes okay
when they're still the virgins before they rend the universal veil.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, this is the path of the Catholic reef. It is bullshit. This is the, under the words, they have the Catholic reef.
The Catholic definition?
Of each word. It's so fucking stupid. Okay.
Who's next?
Five. I will remember. Okay. Do not consider me that I have grown round because the sun has shattered my altered my color. Can you read it?
Okay, well, my version says, "Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept."
Okay, read that.
This version says, "Do not consider me that I am brown, because the sun hath altered my color."
Well, because
exactly what the sun does to the Amanitas.
Yeah.
"The sons of my mother have fought against me. They have made me the keeper in the vineyards. My vineyard I have not kept."
Yeah. Come on.
"Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside the flocks of thy companions?"
It's almost the same, except for noon is midday.
Next. "If thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents."
Okay. This...
"If thou know not that thyself..."
Okay, you...
O fairest among women, go forth and follow after the steps of the flocks,
and feed, my
thy kids
with
beside the tents of the shepherds.
So the shepherds' tents is the tents of the shepherds.
Okay.
Nine.
I have compared.
Yours is different.
I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots.
Yes. What? Okay. The combs are the. Okay. Nine.
To my company of horsemen. Oh, you want to go to the next
one? Yeah. No, that is nine.
Okay. Thy cheeks are comely with.
Well, are beautiful.
With rows of jewels.
Okay. The cheeks are. Cheeks are.
Beautiful.
Homely. Beautiful with row.
As the turtle doves.
As the turtle doves.
Thy neck as jewels.
Wow, it's that? Amazing the two different interpretations of this.
Okay, and what is that?
Next one?
No, what is that? What is your type?
Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold.
Yeah. We will make chains of gold inlaid with silver.
This one says, we will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver.
No, it's the same thing.
While the king sitteth at his table, my skipinard sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh.
Okay, this is a spikenard.
Spikenard.
It's a green thing, I think.
Spikenard, some kind of a green herb.
While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof.
Yeah. Sounds like smoking pot. If it's a green thing, while the king sits at the table, then the smoke.
Spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof.
This sounds like
a bundle of myrrh. There you go. A bundle of myrrh. Is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night
between
my breasts.
Mm-hmm. He will, and he said, two. Fine. Two of them are neat as mysterious. I think it was, I said two, one and two, and this is one red on a mushroom and one red on another mushroom. Mm-hmm. That is what I said.
Okay.
This bundle of myrrh. What is the a bundle of myrrh?
Well, it sounds like either a bundle of
bundle of sticks and twigs.
No, you read it up in the dictionary.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Or do we want to look in that red one? Is it in there?
I don't know.
Dictionary.
I'm going to look up myrrh or bundle.
No. Myrrh.
guess that's a perfect spot to fit the tape.